You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Motor oil and a filter for as low as $22.99. See store for restrictions and details.
Police are investigating a threat against a mosque in New Jersey.
It was directed at the Islamic Center of Passaic County. Police say they got a call threatening the mosque at around 4 this morning. They immediately evacuated it. 200 people were already gathered there for prayers. It's the holy month of Ramadan. SWAT teams and a police robot were called in, but so far, nothing suspicious has turned up. Sarah Lee Kessler, New Jersey.
North Carolina is recording its seventh shark attack over the past month. The National Park Service confirmed that a 68-year-old man suffered injuries on his torso, hip, left leg, and hands after being attacked by a shark. This latest attack happened in waist-deep water. Four preteen boys are going to be charged with setting the fire that destroyed a historic ballpark. A police spokeswoman in Eugene, Oregon, says investigators got a tip yesterday that led to the 10- to 12-year-old boys. The fire, Monday afternoon, quickly swept through Civic Stadium. The wooden ballpark opened in 1938 and was on the National Register of Historic Places. This is USA Headline News.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hiding Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement? Like, will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hiding Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hiding Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Alrighty, let's take a look at the Hunterdon Chamber Radio target weather forecast for the Central Jersey listening area. Currently, mostly cloudy with a bit of haze, 68 degrees. Then later today, expect some isolated thunderstorms with a high of 82 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy, low of 61. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high of 78. Tomorrow night, chance of showers, low of 61. And, of course, Saturday, Independence Day, chance of showers, about 30%, high of 80 degrees. This is Randazzler's Musical Journey. I'm Greg Randazzo, better known as the Randazzler. Feeling patriotic today, of course, since, as I mentioned before, during the weather, 4th of July is right around the corner. So let's start off with Celine Dion and her rendition of God Bless America.
White with foam.
If you're just tuning in, you just listened to a beautiful rendition of Celine Dion's version of God Bless America here on 100 in Chamber Radio. Next, we're going to hear from Lee Greenwood. We're actually going to hear from him twice today, but first, his rendition of America the Beautiful.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountain majesties above the fruited.
Vineyards is the perfect destination for wine tastings and tours, corporate events, birthday parties, or your special day. Located in East Amwell, New Jersey, Unionville Vineyards offers an escape from the rush of daily life and a chance to relax in the beautiful countryside. Our tasting room is open 7 days a week, 12 to 5 p.m., excluding major holidays. For more information, contact us at unionvillevineyards.com or call us at 908-788-0400.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
This is Megan Jones Holt, the radio host of the Rotary Hour and president of Boxes for You. Why am I a member of the Chamber of Commerce? It can be summed up in one word: opportunities. Opportunities to market your business and yourself.
Hunterton Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Took a
A song about the dark side of war, of course, and that was Bruce Springsteen, The Boss, with Born in the USA, if you're just tuning in. Next, John Cougar Mellencamp. Let's R-O-C-K in the USA. Nothing wrong with a little R-O-C-K in the USA here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. Now this next song will definitely finish off the first half of the 10 o'clock hour, and that's Don McLean with American Pie.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, "This'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die." Did you write the book of love? And do you have faith in God above? The Bible tells you so. Do you
your shoes. Man, I dig those rhythm and blues. I was a lonely teenage bronc and buck with a pink carnation and a pickup truck. But I knew I was out of luck the day the music died. I started singing bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye and singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. Oh, and while the king was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown. The courtroom was adjourned. No verdict was returned. And while Lennon read a book on Marx, the quartet practiced in the park, and we sang dirges in the dark. The day the music died, we were singing bye bye, Miss America. The day that I die. Helter skelter in the summer swelter, the birds flew off with a fallout shelter, 8 miles high and falling fast. It landed foul on the grass. The players tried for a forward pass with the jester on the sidelines in a cast. Played a marching tune. We all got up to dance. Oh, but we never got the chance. As the players tried to take the field, the marching band refused to yield. Do you recall what was revealed the day the music died? We started singing bye bye, Miss American Pie. Just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play.
And in the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died. And they were singing, bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing, bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. Police have converged on the Washington Navy Yard after reports of an incident there. Former Naval Intelligence Agent Frank Wooko tells Fox News the area is in lockdown for a good reason.
You do not move from your designated area because the only people who are to be moving at a time like this are the security personnel, and if you're not a security person, then you are assumed to be the shooter.
Multiple reports indicate the area is on lockdown due to an active shooter inside Building 197 at the Washington Navy Yard. That building just reopened earlier this year to Navy Yard staff. It's the same building where a dozen people were killed in a mass shooting in September 2013. Congress is in recess this week. The Navy Yard is located just a few blocks from the Capitol. Thousands of people remain evacuated in Blount County, Tennessee, where a derailed train car is spreading toxic fumes. This morning, the Blount County Fire Department said the evacuation zone is a mile wide and could be in place for 48 hours. A spokeswoman for the train company says the car was carrying a chemical compound used to make plastics. This is USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
Everyone knows the proper way to start your day is with a long, hot, luxurious shower. That's why we've created ProperSoap.com. We're called Proper because we're properly pure and natural, with no parabens, dyes, or harsh chemicals. 100% pure vegetable soap. We use rich shea butter and olive oil to moisturize naturally. And best of all, we think it's proper to give back. So when you shop ProperSoap.com, you're funding clean water and sanitation programs in villages across the globe. Shop ProperSoap.com and get proper.
On the boat. Don't it seem so far away? We're traveling light today. In the eye of the storm. In the eye of the storm. Home to a new and a shiny place. Make our bed and we'll say our grace. Freedom's light burning warm. Freedom's light burning warm. Everywhere around the world, they come to America. Every time that flag's unfurled, they come to America. Got a dream to take them there. They come to America. Got a dream.
Of course, that was Neil Diamond with America here on 100 in Chamber Radio. Up next, James Brown, Living in America.
Knock it out, bitch. Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntingChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
You're listening to HuntingChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
We'll be right back.
Nothing Better Than American Girl from Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers here on 100 Chamber Radio. Of course, before that, Living in America from James Brown and America from Neil Diamond to begin the second half of the 10 o'clock hour. Now a little Philadelphia Freedom from Sir Elton John.
Answer on the road.
Sir Elton John, Philadelphia Freedom, here on 100 in Chamber Radio. Fastest hour in all of radio has gone by yet again. It's about time for me to head out, but of course, I did say we'd hear from Lee Greenwood again, and we are going to. God bless the USA indeed, here on this upcoming 4th of July. Red, white, and blue pride, American pride, God bless the USA.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. There ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. Police have converged on the Washington Navy Yard after reports of an incident there. Former Naval Intelligence Agent Frank Wooko tells Fox News the area is in lockdown for a good reason.
You do not move from your designated area, because the only people who are to be moving at a time like this are the security personnel, and if you're not a security person, then you are assumed to be the shooter.
Multiple reports indicate the area is on lockdown due to an active shooter inside building 197 at the Washington Navy Yard. That building just reopened earlier this year to Navy Yard staff. It's the same building where a dozen people were killed in a mass shooting in September 2013. Congress is in recess this week. The Navy Yard is located just a few blocks from the Capitol. Thousands of people remain evacuated in Blount County, Tennessee, where a derailed train car is spreading toxic fumes. This morning, the Blount County Fire Department said the evacuation zone is a mile wide and could be in place for 48 hours. A spokeswoman for the train company says the car was carrying a chemical compound used to make plastics. This is USA Headline News.
Want a more colorful summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Great Summer Painting Party, June 21st through July 6th. With colors like Beach House, Julep, and Fireworks, summer never looked better. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here, coming to you poolside with another summertime eating idea. Ready for a dip? Dive into one of my summer meals. 10 pieces of chicken, a large coleslaw, baked beans with pulled chicken, and 4 biscuits will have your family executing a perfect front tuck into the deep end of dinner before pulling off a synchronized back 2.5 twist into a free half gallon of Dole Classic lemonade. Get out of that pool and into a Kentucky Fried Chicken restaurant. Kentucky Fried Chicken. It's finger-licking good.
Limited time offer. Pricing and participation may vary.
A 12-year-old Utah boy is recovering from a shark attack in South Carolina. The victim's father, Wayne Weekly, says he couldn't believe his son was bitten by a shark.
They were both playing in the water, laying there in the water. All of a sudden, my son felt a bite and looked back, saw the shark swimming away.
Authorities say Pleasant Grove resident Kyson Weekly was bit on the thigh Tuesday while playing in the ocean at Isle of Palms Beach near Mount Pleasant. A doctor attending the bite says the shark was likely between 5 and 7 feet long. His father, Wayne Weekly, says the shark attack could have been much worse. North Carolina is recording its 7th shark attack in a month's time. The National Park Service there confirmed a 68-year-old man suffered injuries to his torso, hip, left leg, and hands after being attacked by a shark. This latest attack happened in waist-deep water. Two of America's biggest religious groups are reaffirming their different stances on same-sex marriage. The U.S. Episcopal Church voted Wednesday to let gay couples marry in religious ceremonies held in Episcopal churches. Meanwhile, Mormon leaders will continue to oppose same-sex marriage. This is USA Headline News.
Gorgeous! Oh, you are the most beautiful bride I've ever photographed.
Oh!
Yes! I am witnessing a fairy tale unfold!
Oh, I don't want this day to end.
Okay, work the veil. Uh-huh. Okay, now sniff the bouquet.
Oh, okay.
Join my rewards program.
Wait, what?
Well, for your next wedding.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobil, Nationwide, Rite Aid, and Direct Energy. There's plenty together. Learn more at plentywithani.com. Terms and conditions apply.
The National Safety Council is reminding folks about the importance of driving safely this 4th of July weekend.
We estimate that about 400 people and 49,000 people will be killed and injured, respectively. And so it's such an important time for people to pay attention. While they're packing for their trip, they need to make sure that they think about how